check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.
Right, I need some brave boys and girls who aren't afraid to live outside the law of gravity. Families who like to sleep in tubes and push buttons. Adventurers like you.
In view of the gravity of the situation, believing that radio has a responsibility to serve in the public interest at all times.
Are you worried about crazy events? Do you think you're alone out there, perhaps the only sane one left?
The specialization of images of the world is completed in the world of the autonomous image, where the liar has lied to himself. The spectacle in general, as the concrete inversion of life, is the autonomous movement of the non-living. Guy Debord.
We know now planet Earth cannot support 8 billion humans, all consuming resources and creating the pollution that kills off other life and possibly our own future. No dictator or hero can intervene to save us, because those who benefit hold the ultimate weapons, the power of production, and the voice of media, and we play along with all of that.
The spectacle grasped in its totality is both the result and the project of the existing mode of production. It is not a supplement to the real world, an additional decoration. It is the heart of the unrealism of the real society. In all its specific forms, as information or propaganda, as advertisement or direct entertainment consumption, the spectacle is the present model of socially dominant life. It is the omnipresent affirmation of the choice already made in production and its corollary consumption. Guy Debord.
The crux of change is identified by Marxist theorists like the French philosopher Guy Debord. Our personal functions have been channeled to gather products which we use to build our unnatural identity. We are consumers. Some of us work to feed a specialized part to the machine, and that may be steel or video or user data. And are we feeling down or worried? New clothes or a new car will cheer us right up.
Consume, consume, consume until we have no planet left to consume. What you need to do is buy things that you don't need. That's the best way to support the economy.
Guy Debord was born in 1931 and passed away in 1994. He wrote philosophic works, he made movies, and founded activist groups, often based in his home of Paris. Today we glance quickly at Guy's inspirational work, The Society of the Spectacle, published in 1967. The Paris revolts of 1968 quickly followed, and Debord was among those who occupied the Sorbonne University. What is the spectacle? Here is an English translation from the film version of Society of the Spectacle.
In societies dominated by modern conditions of production, life is presented as an immense accumulation of spectacles. Everything that was directly lived has receded into a representation. The images detached from every aspect of life merge into a common stream in which the unity of that life can no longer be recovered. Fragmented views of reality regroup themselves into a new unity as a separate pseudo-world that can only be looked at. The specialization of images of the world evolves into a world of autonomized images where even the deceivers are deceived. The spectacle is a concrete inversion of life, an autonomous movement of the non-living. The spectacle presents itself simultaneously as society itself, as a part of society, and as a means of unification. As a part of society, it is the focal point of all vision and all consciousness. But due to the very fact that this sector is separate, it is in reality the domain of delusion and false consciousness. The unification it achieves is nothing but an official language of universal separation.
Debord was also a founder of an influential French art and culture criticism movement called the Situationists. Anyone contemplating activism should learn more about them. In the Wikipedia entry for Situationists International, we find, in Debord's terms, Situationists define the spectacle as an assemblage of social relations transmitted via the imagery of class power and as a period of capitalist development wherein, quote, all that was once lived has moved into representation. End quote. When the Industrial Revolution took flight in the 1830s, it was easy to see people's lives were rapidly redefined, literally, to fit the needs of the machine. In the days before mass transportation, mill workers needed to live near the mill. They were moved, some forcibly, others by a desire for wages, from their homes in the countryside into row housing in a town which became a complex city. It was not just a physical move. The consciousness of the British lower class had to be trained to punctuality and detail in order to work with machines. Minds were reshaped to fit the needs of production. Later, Marxists developed that knowledge further. In a second stage, developing more in America in the 1930s, ideas from Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, and Frederick Winslow Taylor enabled mass production of merchandise. The public had to be educated as consumers, and that was the role of advertising. De Boer might argue consumers were needed to fulfill the capability of production. Drawing on De Boer, we might guess a key to reprogramming human desires and ideas about ourselves is the subject must never awake to a new state or revert to an old one. Either would break the chain of production and social power. A separate state of consciousness, complementary to the needs of production and tied to it, has been created. It would replace the former direct experience of a lived environment by our natural selves, and it replaces it with the spectacle. These are not just circuses or a blockbuster movie everybody talks about and daydreams about. It is not just the media or social media. There is no single image for the spectacle, because it is a pattern of social behaviors allowing manufactured consciousness to replace the personhood innate to our species and possibly all species. Consider a modern human encountering a bear. The bear is not thinking about events on the other side of the planet and has never seen Seinfeld. The bear may have developed patterns of thought from parents or siblings, but we presume the bear is present to the immediate situation, which also contains a human, a strong stimulant. The human may at first be looking at an image in a phone, but looks up to see the bear and decides to record the encounter with the bear on the phone to post for friends later. Already, this is an extended event, possibly reaching thousands of others, stimulating their mental images and social responses for a bear. The human may not actually see the particular bear who is present, possibly with old wounds or distinctive ears. The human may be drawing on previously ingested images of bears, old news stories of killer bears, nursery rhymes of friendly childhood bears, all manner of things. De Boer asks, how present are we, really? The false consciousness of consumerism, noted by many Marxist writers, has to be built on replicas of reality, and they are never specifically true. In fact, the spectacle depends on our ability to lie to ourselves. This recognition of social falsehood helps explain the domination of denial in our world today.
In a world which really is topsy-turvy, the true is a moment of the false. Guy Debord, Society of the Spectacle, 1967.
With more reading, we better understand how a majority of humans try to pretend a global pandemic, violent threats to democracy, and climate breakdown are not happening. You can find various versions of Guy Debord's Society of the Spectacle online. I will put links in my show blog at ecoshock.org. A bit of news, my full video course, Build a Geothermal Greenhouse in Your Backyard, is now available free for all Radio EcoShock listeners. I recorded the whole process from bare ground through construction. I tried for a very low-energy all-season greenhouse in Canada through bitter cold and record heat. Help yourself at ecoshock.org or search YouTube for EcoShock Greenhouse Playlist. Repeat, EcoShock Greenhouse Playlist on YouTube for your free course on personal geothermal growing. See if it's for you. I'm Alex Smith. Thank you for listening to Radio EcoShock this week. And thank you for caring about our world.